For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kevin Reed, joined by junior forward Zach Baumgartner from Kewaunee, Wisconsin. Zach, tell us a little bit about being on the bench and keeping yourself ready to go at a moment's notice.
It's just being kind of in the game mindset. Every time when I come in, I know I'm brought in to give energy to the team. That's kind of the role I have on the bench too. So I wouldn't say it's different for me going into the game. It's just, like you said, staying ready, being ready at that moment's notice.
On the bench, trying to keep your teammates on the floor pumped up, do you guys have certain roles that you do, like the women, or is it just trying to make some noise and keep them going?
Say it's more just make noise. Always just trying to keep the guys fired up with positive mindsets and just keep them moving forward even if bad stuff happens.
Jakob Hoffman went down with an injury. Some guys have had to step up and fill some different roles. Do you think the team is starting to kind of find its way with him missing?
He's obviously a big piece. A great shooter and a great teammate as well. But yeah, I think we're kind of starting to step into the roles. People are starting to fill in those shot categories and on defense as well, picking up the slack.
Young team with only two seniors in Bader and Ja Morgan. What kind of leaders are those two guys?
Oh, they're great. I've been with Bader now for, this will be my fourth year, then plus 2 years of AAU, so I've known him forever. He's always been a great leader. And then Ja coming in as a transfer really kind of stepped into that leader role really well.
As I mentioned, from Kewaunee, Wisconsin, how did you find your way to Bemidji State?
Just through recruiting. I didn't really know a whole lot about Bemidji State until I was recruited. And then Coach Mazurjak reached out to me and then kind of got on the train from there, and I love it up here.
What is your major?
Construction management.
And obviously construction is something you're looking at after graduation, but anything specific?
Commercial, like heavy commercial, doing a lot of like market rate apartments, stuff like that.
And do you have any other college basketball players or professional basketball players you enjoy watching?
Giannis. Giannis Antetokounmpo is my favorite. I'm a big Milwaukee Bucks fan. Other than that, I like LeBron as well. Can't really hate on a guy. He does everything good on and off the court. He's a real good role model for everyone.
Do you have any pregame rituals you need to follow before every game?
No. Throughout the years, it's kind of changed. I've kind of warmed up a little bit here and there and then kind of relaxed. Now I'm kind of take the role in the locker room, just kind of keeping the guys ready to go, keeping it light, I would say. I'm not really kind of focus immediately on the game, kind of back and forth, pumping people up, that kind of thing. So
this weekend I heard you talk about fishing on the bus. Is that one of your favorite activities off the court?
Yeah, we do. Me and Bader and Cody Lander do a lot of fishing. Anytime we're not in the gym, you can usually find us in the classroom first and then on the ice after.
And anything in particular you enjoy fishing for?
We've really been hitting the walleyes pretty hard this year, trying to find them. We were up on Upper Red Lake a couple times. It's getting to be that time of year where the snow starts clogging up the lakes a little bit, so hopefully we'll get out on Bemidji later this week and see.
Well, if you start frying some up, remember you're a big radio friend, okay?
Will do.
Thanks for your time and good luck.
Thank you.